The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to the Middle East. Now the US blockade of Iranian ports came into effect about an hour and a half ago today. We are joined by Fawaz Girgiz, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, just bring us up to speed on what the significance of this. How will this play with Iran? How is this likely to, I presume it's not going to help matters?
Well, I mean, it represents a significant escalation, a significant strategic escalation. And Iran has made it very clear it will retaliate throughout the Gulf. It will prevent any ships from basically going in or out of the Gulf ports. So if President Trump activates his threat, I fear that the ceasefire will collapse. And I think the second phase of the war will prove to be much more catastrophic than the first 6 weeks so far.
In what way?
Because I think the world economy has witnessed a major shock. If the hostilities are renewed, you're going to have a double shock, that the entire global energy supply system will be basically frozen. Iran has threatened to also block Bab al-Mandab. Bab al-Mandab is on the tip of the Red Sea, through which almost 10% of global energy and petrochemicals and chemicals pass. So this really could be a double shock to the world economy. So far, oil prices have jumped by 40%. If Donald Trump does what he threatens to do, I think you're going to see oil prices jump by 100%. Now, the barrel of oil is almost 110. I mean, I expect it to be $150 or even $200 in the next few weeks. But there are many ifs. Because remember, President Trump does a great deal of blustering.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should take his threats very seriously.
I was going to ask you, Fawaz, this obviously he likes to bluff. Is this just bluff and bluster, or do you think he will follow through on this?
You know, I think one of the lessons we have learned in the past 15 months, I think President Trump confuses threats with diplomacy. He does not really realize that diplomacy is an entirely different profession. It requires bargaining. It requires give and take. It requires compromise. Because he relies mainly on what I call the doctrine of domination. He wants to dominate. He thinks that he has won in Iran. Well, he has not won. In fact, Iran has emerged more emboldened. And that's why I think he himself has not learned the lesson that despite all the, bombings and all the destructions that he and Israel basically visited on Iran, Iran remains standing. And Iran makes it very clear that it will not surrender, it will not submit, it will not capitulate. And that's the problem, is that neither side seems to be talking to each other. I mean, they're talking past each other. And that's where the gulf of mistrust exists between the two sides.
Do you see any hope at this stage of those talks which broke down over the weekend? Do you see any hope of them resuming?
I do. I'll tell you why I do. I think what's happening behind closed doors is probably as important as Donald Trump's bluster. And what I mean, diplomacy, secret diplomacy. I think Pakistan and China and other great powers, regional powers, are passing, messages between Iran and the United States. Iran is desperate for a resolution, but Iran wants to trust Donald Trump, and it does not trust Donald Trump now. So, I expect, unless the ceasefire collapses in the next few hours, I expect the ceasefire to be extended, and I expect more sessions, diplomatic sessions between Iran and the United States in the next few days and next few weeks.
So at the risk of me sounding desperate, can we take some solace? Can we take some little bit of optimism from that, do you think?
You know, that's. I mean, I think I could be really. This is more probably on my part, wishful thinking. I like to believe that there is still a bit of rationality, that yeah. Donald Trump really has a bit of. That's really. But we really don't know. No one can predict President Trump's actions. No one can read his mind, not even his advisors. So we're really. We are at the mercy of the gods. Let's put it this way.
At the mercy of the gods, I think you're probably right. It's a pretty frightening thought, but thank you for that analysis. Fawaz Gurgis, a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz thinks there's a possibility that a barrel of oil could be $150 or $200 in a number of weeks' time.
We cannot know that it won't be.
I mean,
if they completely blocked the strait so nothing's coming out, and then they block the other Red Sea channel that has 10% of the fuel coming out globally, like, we don't know what we're facing into here. And that was what the International Energy Agency said.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.